Maybe half of the hog. Oh, you mean what kind of meat it is?
Yeah, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it? You know what you might call it if you cut the whole side of one?
Spare ribs.
Okay, and what kind of meat, alright, well, you know, now if you got, you know, you buy bacon that's not sliced, you know, that's not sliced up, mm-hmm. You got, what do you call the outside, the hard part?
Skin.
Okay, call it anything else?
Crackling.
What is that?
Crackling.
Okay, you ever use crackling for anything else? You ever mix it with anything else?
We didn't use that. I had that because I've been to somebody's house and maybe they have some and give me some. But my mom and them didn't do it.
Okay, what would fat salt pork be called?
Salt pork.
Anything else?
Bacon. Salt bacon.
Okay, would it have to be very lean to be salt bacon?
No, it could be fat. But the name of it is just bacon. Well, you get that and to put in your peas and your beans and grains. That's what you boil in the peas and beans and grains.
Yeah.
And you boil it. It has a nice flavor.
How about what do you call those things that chickens lay?
Eggs.
Okay, and if you take a couple of them and put them in water and heat the water up until it...
You boil them.
And what do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
Okay, and what happens if you crack them open and put it in water?
Fried eggs.
Okay, what other kind of eggs can you have?
Upside down eggs.
What about the ones that they have a little cup and they put a little butter in it and you cook them in
1 minute egg?
Yeah.
You poached egg?
Okay. Suppose that you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you say happened to it?
Rancid.
Okay. You'd say the butter is
rancid.
All right. And what happens if you keep milk too long?
Okay.
You ever make anything out of curdled milk?
Yeah, you can make biscuits out of curdled milk. But if we, you know, buttermilk, they say it's curdled. And you make nice biscuits out of buttermilk.
Can you make any kind of cheese out of it that you know of?
No.
You know, what kind of cheese can you make out of clabber, you know? Of any?
Uh-huh. Cream cheese.
You know that little, what do you call that? You ever see it? Cheese in the store that big chunks in it comes in a container.
Yeah. I like it too, and it's good with pineapples. I can't remember the name.
Okay. If you get have you ever milked a cow? Never have?
I have a new Maine Coon one.
Okay. All right, what would you do if you had some liquid that had some glass in it and you wanted to get the glass out